With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
First and foremost, let's talk about the dogs, Mike, because we got this report a couple of hours ago. It is circulating out there. Georgia has not confirmed it because, well, it hasn't been finalized. But they have apparently, and I say they as in Kirby Smart, offered the offensive coordinator's job to Eddie Grand.
Yeah, it started last night up in Kentucky. I believe one of the either guys who does play-by-play or sideline reporter for Kentucky first dropped it up there. Assistant head coach, offense and running backs for the Wildcats. He's a lifer 30 years in the college game. He's been up and down all around. Just a KRP in Cincinnati, Carl. He was at Cincinnati. He was at Florida State, Ole Miss, Miami, Auburn, Tennessee. So he's a lifer, kind of like Chaney. Obviously, tremendous success with that run game with Kentucky, but he's not one-dimensional. When he was the OC for the Cincinnati Bearcats, they averaged 300 yards a game passing, had over 6,000 yards total offense. But immediately, a lot of dog fans hit us up on the text line and on Twitter and go, okay, it's not the most compelling hire, but Kirby, once again, going with a guy with a ton of experience and a guy you could also call a journeyman.
Yeah.
Like Jim Chaney.
Absolutely. And I know some people are earlier, at least, going, Duke Sempel, what's going to happen to Coley? Nothing. He's on the staff. I think he retains his duties if this happens. But, you know, when we talk about Georgia, and I think sometimes we get caught up in this, they weren't moving away from what they were doing. You've got some of the most dynamic running backs in the country. Run the ball. Let's play better defense. Let's put Jake in great situations to deliver the football. You're going to be fine. Guess what? Eddie Grand fits that mold, Mike.
And Kirby wants to run the ball. I mean, look, it's not sexy by any stretch, but it's what Kirby wants. And I think it's funny. There's a lot of people out there that weren't happy. They didn't like the idea that James Coley might get this shot at OC. Because remember, Coley was down there with Al Golden. Anything associated with Al Golden in Miami is a fail. But he's also a guy that Jimbo Fisher, who had him down at Florida State, wanted to bring over to Texas A&M. They gave him that bounce. We talked about it yesterday. Remember, more money for Coley. Got the tag as being the quarterback's coach, working with the QBs. But it looks like, if all the reports are accurate, there's multiple reports now that Eddie Grant's going to be the new OC for the Dogs.
All right. What do you guys think about that? 404-741-0929. Again, don't base this solely on, well, we went up there and beat the snot out of them. It's not about that, okay? Georgia was a better football team. That's not what we're talking about here. You're talking about a guy that can come in and do a really good job with your system, your players, and has a wealth of experience.
And I'm not a recruiting expert by any stretch, but according to the reports and everything we're reading about this guy, including his bio, he is thought of as a strong Florida recruiter, the state of Florida. He's done very well, did very well for Florida State back when Mark Stoops, his boss at Kentucky, was the defensive coordinator down there.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.